Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1143. Does loving your body mean you can't want to change it? By Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday. Thank you so much for being here. And welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, today's author also writes about personal development, and she's been featured on my brother's show, Optimal Living Daily. So if you like today's episode, subscribe to that podcast too. Again, that's Optimal Living Daily. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Does loving your body mean you can't want to change it? By Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Last week, during a fitness photo shoot, I intimated to my photographer and my assistant that I was the, quote, heaviest I'd ever been outside of my pregnancy. I put heaviest in quotations because I don't actually weigh myself, and I think it's just a placeholder for a variety of descriptions identifying an increase in body fat. Of course, I qualified this statement with the fact that I was 100% okay with being my heaviest and that I didn't try to diet or prep for the shoot in any way. I love my body at all of its various stages and am accepting of the fact that it's a living organism that is always in flux. I didn't feel any less qualified to be doing a fitness shoot or any less beautiful and powerful in my skin than I did when I was super lean and 12% body fat. I posed in a sports bra and shorts just as I would have if I'd been leaner because I am committed to transparency, authenticity, and showing up powerfully in my skin, just as I am. I know that I'm more than a collection of body parts, and I've aimed with great zeal to help others acknowledge the same. I never let the shape or size of my body keep me from living my life and doing my thing. I will wear a thong bikini and do a photo shoot whether I am 20 pounds up or down, and I'll do so with the utmost confidence and worthiness. But after I intimated this to my photo shoot companions, I offered an interesting addendum. I said, I think I might want to change it up and focus on losing some body fat. And that's okay too. I'm not adverse to the idea of leaning out a little. You might be thinking, but you're all about body positivity and acceptance. And it's true, I am. In fact, the main crux of my work in the world is helping others come into their power and away from their obsession with their bodies. I don't believe in dedicating all of our resources, time, money, and energy, to the pursuit of leanness. And I am completely against the idea of obsessive restriction and orthorexic tendencies. But that doesn't mean I'm against change. That doesn't mean we can't love our bodies and also focus on changing them, should we desire. There's a common misconception within the topic of body positivity that I've been working to dispel. If you've ever struggled with how you feel about your body, or you've dedicated a myriad of resources to changing it, no doubt you've also wrestled with these misconceptions. You see, many would have you believe that love and acceptance of your body equates to a lack of care for your health. Think laziness, as many of the internet bullies have put it, is often considering the driving force behind body acceptance. Body positivity haters believe that the only way to change your body is to hate it, as though an impetus for improvement has to be rooted in a well of shame and disgust. On the other end of the spectrum, hardcore body positivity activists may tout the idea that any form of body change is in direct opposition to acceptance. We can get so caught up in the idea of acceptance that we convince ourselves that any sort of modification to our appearance is unacceptable, that loving and accepting our bodies means that we cannot place any emphasis on aesthetics. we're left feeling like we can't be body positive and simultaneously want to change our bodies, or that the only way to impact change is to hate ourselves through the process. The truth is, they're both wrong. The thing about your body is that, well, it's yours. Only you get to decide what's right for your body, and any changes you make to it are totally dependent upon that. Unfortunately, we're inundated with so much noise when it comes to who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to show up that we lose our ability to access our own intuition and desires. We're constantly being pulled between these two extremes on the body acceptance spectrum, and it's actually keeping us from showing up in our power. What matters most isn't whether or not you want to change your body, it's why. This is why being body positive is a crucial aspect of wholehearted living. It roots us in worthiness and allows us to make decisions for ourselves based on that worthiness, and empowers us to know the why behind our choices and keeps us from doing things that aren't serving us. Making changes to your body can be both fun and challenging, provided that change doesn't stem from a notion of unworthiness. When we embark upon a journey of change, whether it's losing body fat, building muscle, dyeing our hair, getting a tattoo, or waxing our bikini line, the most important question to ask is why. If we think that this change will make us more worthy of love, success, connection, or belonging, chances are we've got some things to unpack. In that unpacking, we may find there are deeper issues that won't be solved by changing our aesthetics. This is hard and hearty work, and it's what helps us reclaim our worthiness and power. But if we decide to make changes, simply because we're interested in a different aesthetic, or perhaps due to matters of health, this is totally okay. If we wholly accept that making these changes won't make us any more worthy because our worthiness cannot be quantified or qualified, then we can actually enjoy the process of body transformation. The challenge involved in changing your body can build character and invite more abundance into your life, but not if it's done from a place of unworthiness. Thusly, when people ask me if it's okay to love and accept their body but also want to change it, I stress the former. Love and acceptance are a wonderful foundation from which to invite change, and I truly believe that this approach is more sustainable and realistic than changing from a place of self-loathing and perceived unworthiness. So if you're into the idea of body change, not because you think you're unworthy, but because you want to see what might happen if you shift your focus to body transformation, I'm into that too. I want you to feel free to make decisions for yourself based on your own wants and needs, not based on anyone else's opinions of who you should and shouldn't be. Can you love yourself and still want to change your body? Abso-fing-lutely. You just listened to the post titled, "Does Loving Your Body Mean You Can't Want to Change It?" by Nighar Fanouni of NigharFanouni.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
About halfway through my reading of the post, Ms. Fanouni mentioned that we're constantly inundated with images of people that look a certain way. TV shows, movies, magazines, and of course the internet have made access to these images even easier. So she's right, we're constantly being bombarded by these images. Okay, so what? What difference does that make? Well, what we're finding through a lot of good data is that when we see something over and over and over again, we tend to like it more. So if we're constantly being bombarded by images of folks that look a certain way, models that look very, very thin, for example, then over time, we all will tend to like that image more, and therefore more likely to want to look like that too. Human beings are funny like that. What can I say? And so, as Ms. Fanuni mentioned, if you can stop for a moment, take a step back, and think about your own personal goals, your own health and wellness goals, along with what you want your body to look like, then hopefully you can make a better decision about the choices you need to make in your own lifestyle to achieve those goals you've set for yourself. Thank you for listening today and every day. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from a regular contributor, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.